This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January of 2020. We're talking about no other than Arizona Silver Exploration, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Mike Stark. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
You know, you recently put out a press release, and I want to talk about a couple of things. But the first question I have is, you currently are drilling again on the Philadelphia property, going back into where you hit, I think, 33 to 41 grams of gold and silver, north of 95 grams. Where are we at in that process? And just kind of bring us up to speed of where that location is, and just go ahead and take the mic from there.
Sure. Thank you very much for this. First of all, the gram weights that you've indicated, the last one, just to make sure that we're clear, that was 95 grams silver, not 95 grams gold. However, 33 and 41 grams gold is nothing to sneeze about, as you well know.
Yes.
We are still just on our very first claim, the main claim, which is just north of the property ownership that we have. So really, we're less than 10% of our total 21 claims that we're exploring at this time, and we've had significant hits. Matter of fact, we're about an 86% hit rate, ranging from as little as 1, 2, 3 gram golds all the way up to 41 grams gold. We're chasing a high-grade vein here, much like the original area of the Oatman District, which produced 2.2 million ounces on a very high-grade vein as well. This is basically a mirror image of what was done in the early 1900s. Thankfully, as Greg has been able to demonstrate, this vein is very thick, very, very deep-seated, and we've yet to see the limits here, and we continue to explore it outward.
Now, that property is in Arizona, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We're surrounded by two operating mines right now, one of them being Northern Vertex, and the other one being Aura, which is about 10 miles away, Northern Vertex being about 6 miles away. So very prolific area in the northwest corner of Arizona, right at the bottom of the Walker Lane trend.
You recently put out the press release, and the one thing I want to talk about was the property called the Perry Claim. Where are we at on that, and how do you plan on moving forward with that property?
Thanks. I've actually included a little schematic of the property ownership there. This has been it's been 2 years in the works, and it's significant for the company. Patented claims are ultimately where a person wants to be. There's less restrictions. You can obviously drill as you feel and as you please. There is obviously environmental issues to be careful of, but in this case, we have backup and data that there is 1,200 feet of strike. There is literally outcropping gold and silver at the surface. And this has been mined historically with very large amounts. Now, these are not 43-101 compliant, but I can assure you that the ounce weight here is over 1 ounce per ton gold. And this is expressed on that entire 1,250-foot open outcrop expressions at the surface. And the reason this excites us is it's going to be that much easier to define targets, whereas on the north section, on the main claim, we're under alluvial. So you're under basically 35, 40 feet of gravel and sediment. So when you're drilling blind, whereas the patented property here on the Perry claim, it'll be a little easier, obviously, because we can see the outcrops. And to go into a vein system is going to be much easier to define where the targets are, simply because of the expressions at the surface.
With the 1,250 feet of visibility, outcropping pits and shafts along the visible gold on this section, what are your thoughts about that moving forward?
Well, we're actually sampling that material right now. And matter of fact, we'll be drilling that in the very early stages of potentially here in March. So look forward to some news on that very soon. This also extends into our own claims, which is, again, part of the 21 claims that we own here. And it runs about 4,500 feet. So that, just the south section alone, is an enormous amount of property. We have over 5 miles of this property ourselves, which we contain 100% ownership, no NSRs. We bought those out, bought the single one out, excuse me, and we have no future payments on the property because we bought all the lease payments out. It's 100% owned by Arizona Silver shareholders now. This is a very flattering position to be in. We are going to sell this at some point. This is too early to let it go at this point, but if we continue to hit like we have, there's already interest in this property. It'll increase, I'm sure.
December, you guys did a private placement. Congratulations on that. I think it was around $1.6 to $1.7 million. Any thoughts on what you guys are going to be using the money for?
Yes, we've communicated this with the people that were in the private placement, and thanks for noting that. It was oversubscribed, and I had more money to take, but I reluctantly, and seriously, I did not want to take more to dilute shareholder values at the current level. We're only 57 million shares out, 30% owned by management, 42% owned by family and friends. This makes this an extremely tight structure, and very, very fortunately, we've attracted a fund manager to come in. They own now 4% of the company. These are long-term shareholders. These are somebody that want to see this developed, and they're looking down the road maybe as much as 2-3 years. We have 4 properties. This is only one of our 4 very significant properties.
Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. And before I let you go, I just want to touch, because we didn't get a chance to touch about it. Any news on the recent Ramsey Silver project, or is that sitting dormant, or are we doing anything with that?
Actually, further from the case, it is not dormant. No, there's a lot going on behind the scenes right now. I'll definitely say that there could be something here in the short term coming forward. All of our properties now are receiving tremendous amount of interest, which is great. People can see the value in what Greg has done historically and during the last couple of years. I encourage people to visit the website and have a look at our time frame that we've developed now. Over the last 2 years, this has been a very active exploration company, very, very active.
My guest has been Mike Stark. He is the CEO of Arizona Silver Exploration, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. Mike, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Don't be discouraged with the recent downfall on gold and silver. I think this is the last of the shaking of the tree. And we all that are seriously investors looking long term will see the benefit of that in the very short near future. Same thing with all the stocks. I mean, they've been hit down here now. These are absolutely beautiful times to be involved and become a shareholder.
Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully, I won't have to wait another year for you to come on the show. Hopefully, you'll come back in 50 to 60 days and give us an update.
I look forward to doing that. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.